Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, don't we? Yes, Hirooki Goto is the new IWGP Heavyweight Champion. We will talk about that here today, as well as all of the rest of the news coming out of New Japan, New Beginning in Osaka. Last night was also Raw. We actually have a WrestleMania match already, allegedly. Allegedly. We'll talk more about that as we get going. But we'll talk about the Raw show. 2.5 hours. So much easier to watch than SmackDown. And I got a giant reflection in that thing back there. That's new. Kids must have been messing around with that gimmick. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about NXT tonight, as well as AEW Dynamite coming up tomorrow. We've got more on this Vince McMahon fella. Just one thing after another with this guy. We'll also be talking about all of the rest of the news. NXT's got a special coming up. We got SmackDown ratings and plenty more. And you can join us here today. You can text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. You can also find me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at F4WOnline. I know some of you are thinking right now, oh, man, I just had a great idea. Brian can do a Valentine's cameo for my beloved. That is a great idea. Go to Cameo, search F4WOnline. There I am, at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. No, we're not starting with Goto. We're going to talk about Vince.
Oh.
So listen, okay? This guy, good God. There is one thing that I have concluded that over time has made people very angry, but, I mean, it's just undeniable at this point, okay? I'm not saying that Janelle Grant was lying about this, okay? I can believe that she may 100% have believed this and this guy. But the idea that he was flaunting this relationship to everybody, dude, here's the latest. A federal appeals court has ruled that a former lawyer for Vince was wrong to withhold documents related to McMahon's handling of two hush money settlement deals with former WWE employees. In September 2023, federal prosecutor subpoenaed McMahon's lawyer, who is unnamed in court documents, along with their law firm, seeking all communications related to the settlements. One of the employees is believed to be Janelle Grant, reached a $3 million agreement with McMahon. Another $7.5 million settlement was made with an unnamed former WWE employee. While some materials were turned over, McMahon's lawyer withheld 208 pages of documents, citing attorney-client privilege. Prosecutors sought a court order for their release. A lower court ruled in their favor. On Monday, the Second U.S. Court of Appeals upheld that ruling, stating that documents were not protected by attorney-client privilege due to the, quote, crime or fraud exception. The appellate judges wrote, quote, because these settlement agreements resolving the victim's claims were, quote, structured and negotiated to keep them hidden from WWE, the district court found that all communication about the claims and settlement agreements were made in furtherance of the criminal scheme to keep the company and its auditors unaware of the allegations. The court found reasonable grounds to believe McMahon and his lawyer circumvented WWE's internal controls, created false records, and misled auditors to keep these settlements hidden. As a result, WWE had to revise its financial statements. So I guess what's added here is we knew that he signed the Janelle Grant NDA on behalf of the company and hid it from everybody, but it now appears that he also hid the $7.5 million settlement. That's another one. So, again, the idea that, oh, you know, he's flaunting this relationship and everybody knows and it's an open... I mean, yes, there were, I'm sure, people that knew that Vince and Janelle had a relationship, but the vast majority did not. And my guess is, with the exception of a select... Actually, as far as, like, what she's accusing him of, I don't know if anybody besides Laurinaitis. I mean, maybe a person or two that we don't know about yet. But, I mean, he... Dude, this guy went to great lengths to hide all of this. Which, by the way, she made clear in the most recent filing, by the way. So, anyway, that's another one. Two now that he hid from the company.
Well, they were all hidden from the company, were they not?
I mean, well, we know these two for sure. I mean, he's had so many NDAs. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure which ones. I mean, at this point, maybe all of them did.
Well, he had to pay back money on these, right? So we can go back and look and see if that's the case. I think the more pressing thing here is the fact that so much was withheld, and what was in there that was being withheld, and does anybody now need to see that, and why is Jerry McDivitt?
Well, they're gonna.
Let's assume it's Jerry McDivitt.
Actually,
I don't think
I don't think it's Jerry McDivitt.
Okay, so whatever this law firm is, that still needs to be revealed, and I wonder why they are not revealing who the law firm was and who the lawyer was when you're revealing this other stuff, so... I'm sure there's going to be a lot more that comes from this as the Janelle Grant case continues to move on. And if there's going to be any other movement from the Southern District of New York when it comes to Vince, because he very loudly proclaimed that everything was dropped and done when it came to anybody investigating him. But that was when it came to paying the stuff back and paying the SEC fines. It didn't say that he was not going to be charged with anything else down the line. So we'll just have to see. This is just never going to end. It doesn't feel like, and I have a feeling once it's over, it's going to be something that's talked about for decades.
So yes, Haruki Goto won the IWGP heavyweight title from Zack Sabre Jr.
We need that feel-good story.
I have not seen this
one.
Match yet. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight. I heard he got super over in his win. People loved it. They were so happy.
You think?
Yeah. I just feel bad for old Chicken Chest after all that. Lost it so quickly.
Quickly? But how long did he have the belt for?
He won it like October or November. I mean, it's not been that long. But now Goto is the new champion. Mm-hmm. And it looks like next in line for Goto is Tanahashi and then Yuji Nagata. I mean, that's cool. That'll do well, right?
These are old guys
challenging for this title, dude.
Go ahead and just... I know you've been wanting to bury this from the time you thought yesterday when you, you know, proclaimed...
The guy finally won. Good for him. He won it for his child and his father, right? Yes. I like feel-good stories.
All right.
But at the end of the day, like, couldn't we get, like, a big-time challenger next? Tanahashi? Okay, it's Tanahashi's final year. Fine, he gets one more shot at the IWGP title. But then we're going to Nagata? Who's next? Naito? That guy. Holy smokes. Are you going to defend that one? I think that guy is washed up.
What are you talking about? Like, what are you doing here? You just want to start off the show by burying Goto's win.
I didn't bury Goto.
And you don't even know any... I would assume that they are... Brian, I assume they're telling the story about this is a... Look, they should have gotten over a lot of guys last year. And the fact of the matter is Zack Sabre Jr. should have been the guy that transitioned the belt to a Umino or somebody who would have been over. Unfortunately, they blew it all last year. So now you get a chance to kind of redo things this year, Umino is going through a restart. Tsuji looks like he's the guy. And once you see the match with Gabe Kidd, if you haven't seen that yet, you'll see again. Second match in a row with Gabe Kidd and with Finley of why this guy is probably going to be the next guy. But this seems like with Tanahashi and with Goto, because look, nobody is there to... Okada's gone. Who else is there to transition generations? This would be a good way to do it, and a better way than Zack Sabre Jr. as far as trying to tell that story. But at the end of it, whether it's next year's Dome show or not, somebody, whether it's Uemura or Tsuji, who it should be, or Umino, or one of these young guys, has got to get over and be your future. You got the 4-1.
That's
you
my
got
point.
That with Gabe Kidd.
We're on the same page here.
I know.
Should
but
be
you
Bolton
had to,
Oleg.
You had to, like, crap on me to get to, like, you know, your
crap
point.
On you? Did you win the IWGP title? What are you talking about? Why did you take any of this personally?
What
are you talking about?
Personally, he's like, you defend Naito?
You said crap on me.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I'm asking. Is
I love it.
Is Naito
it.
In line?
God. So much for the feel-good story here.
You're
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Come on. Hey, I'm happy the guy won. I like a feel-good story, but then what's next?
I don't know,
Nagata.
Brian, what's next? Is it Naito?
Should be Bolton Oleg.
Okay.
And by the way, it's Bolton Oleg. I don't care what Dave said. It's Bolton Oleg. What are you going to say, Oleg Bolton? Oh, man. Are you really? We're going to do a poll.
People pay for that audio with Dave and Brian.
I'm going to do a poll here on this. What's this thing called? Twitch?
Sure.
Let's see if I can do a poll. We'll find out what these people think. It's Bolton Oleg, everybody. Dave is right. Don't make me get into this again after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I drift in this town a few days ago. The girl I kinda see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost, and delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Copays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I got a poll up on Twitch.
Which is rare.
And I also got a poll up on Twitter. A two in one day. No problem
too,
here.
Pal.
Now.
Three of them.
Now.
Good. Yes.
This was a waste of time because I realized there was a much easier way to do this. And we should have asked Lenny. And in fact, he said it's Oleg Bolton. So now I know that the actual answer is Bolton Oleg. Thank you, Lenny.
Bolton Oleg's the fun way.
Well, so far the polls, I mean, Bolton Oleg is running away with it. I mean, 68% on the Twitch. It's actually jumping back and forth on Twitter. Because, you know, there's a lot of dorks on Twitter. What the heck happened to my poll? It suddenly, like, reset. I hate Twitter!
You took a 90-degree turn?
God, no.
You get checked out for
all
that.
All of the bolts, or the bolts. Ah, whatever, who cares? We all know the answer.
Stupid show.
We know the answer is Bolton Oleg. Both,
it is!
Both, that's how you say his name, and also that is who should be the next IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Bolton Oleg. If it's not going to be,
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't turn it down either. He is again a credit to Yuji Nagata too, who's now cranked out him and Rene Abe, who's one of All Japan's young stars. And this is one of those guys who he is older, he is physically limited. He did not grow up watching professional wrestling, and physically limited in he's not going to be a great seller or any of that sort of stuff when it comes to professional wrestling. But he's got just enough of everything. And he, along with Gabe Kidd, along with David Finley, if he stays, you know, they have a good core of foreigners there. It's just, again, kind of getting their own guys up to that level so they can, and again, watch that Tsuji Gabe Kidd match. It was a little bit extra, but with the story they were trying to tell that ended in a double knockout, it made sense. But Tsuji's really that guy, and they really need to focus on him moving forward.
NXT's got a special coming next month on March 11th at the theater at MSG. It will be NXT Roadblock. NXT Roadblock. 5,000 fans can fit in there. Thankfully, they're not calling it Roadblock End of the Line. Remember that one?
Yeah.
You don't say. The Roadblock's the end of the line. Thank you. I was unaware that that's what a roadblock meant. I thought you could just go through the roadblock. I didn't know it was the end of the line. But anyway, that's coming up March 11th, so we can all look forward to that. It is a busy news day today.
You can tell.
We got SmackDown on Friday, 1.5 million viewers and a 0.48. So not bad. Went head-to-head with some college basketball and some other stuff. Yep, that's the news, everyone. So we'll see you next time.
Talk to you again after a while.
Well, I could read some of these comments about Oleg Bolton and Bolton sure. Oleg. Sure. I mean, this guy goes, who? See, that's the kind of people I have voting on Twitter. That's why it was stupid to put that poll up.
You could talk about the Takeshita match itself with Oleg Bolton and why he is so great right now.
And then we had this person goes, is the first one ChatGPT and the second an NXT name? Well, you see, I really liked that. I really liked that Takeshita match with Bolton Oleg. Liked it a lot, in fact. I didn't like when I said, "Man, this Oleg Bolton is like a, you know, he's like an Ishii." And Dave goes, "No, he's not." I was like, "Just watch the match. All he does is power up and look mean, and he's totally another Ishii. What are we doing here?"
He happens to be an Olympic level wrestler, and that's the difference. But no, the same sort of concept where, yeah, he's going to take an inordinate amount of punishment, and that punishment is probably going to come from his own hand. In this case, it was running into the ring post outside, and he injured his shoulder, and that's what Takeshita worked on during the match. And one thing I also liked about this match, and I don't complain about this much because it's gotten, you know, over the top with, you know, bad faith with it, but the slap or the punches back and forth or the forearm battle back and forth, I think it really is overdone and has gotten old in most cases. In this case, when they actually were locking hands and going at each other, and then Bolton lifted him up and kept beating on him, it was a nice twist on that. And it's one of those things where if you don't do it all of the time with everybody, it makes it more impressive when you have two guys who look like this.
So it says here on Wikipedia, remember Dave said, look it up on Wikipedia? All right.
Sure.
Oleg Igorovich Bolton is a Kazakh professional wrestler and former freestyle wrestler signed to New Japan Pro Wrestling, where he performs under the name Bolton Oleg. As a freestyle wrestler, he was the gold medalist at the 2021 Asian Wrestling Championships in the 275-pound division. So not an Olympian, but the Asian Wrestling Championships, 2021.
High enough, world championship level wrestler.
Yeah, he'd beat most of you up. So anyway, yeah, you know who else could beat Goto is Takeshita. He's a New Japan guy now. By the way, what is up with New Japan? In the sense that we had that whole Chris Charlton thing. He's gone for a while, supposedly back at the New Japan Cup allegedly. So I'm watching the show last night. And Takeshita came out, and I can't remember what the announcers are talking about, how, you know, and this guy was, you know, eight, he sent a letter to the office or whatever, and all he ever wanted was to be in New Japan. He doesn't care about any other company, only New Japan. I was like, I thought we were working together. Why is everyone in New Japan always burying AEW? They, like, made a big point about how he only wants to be in New Japan. That was his only goal. I was like, huh. All right. So, anyway, we'll see.
Did they leave out the part of the story where he started with DDT and worked there for years?
Well, I don't think they mentioned that part.
Aye.
It was Walker Stewart and Clark Connors. I thought Clark did fine, you know?
He's pretty good.
He didn't do too bad at his job. All right, let's look at some of the feedback here, then we'll do Raw as we get going here. This person says, Brian, I tuned in late today, but Mike Sempervivi won the IWGP title? Apparently.
Mm. Fits into the dad theme.
Are Kevin and Sammy wrestling at Mania or at the Chamber? I was wondering because Elimination Chamber is in Canada. I actually don't know. We have a ways to go before the Chamber and even further to go for WrestleMania. So, I mean, they could be doing the Chamber. But I guess we'll find out. I mean, Sammy's not in the Chamber. As far as I know, Kevin's not in the Chamber. Unless
you
things
both.
Have changed. So, I don't know about both. That's two shows in a row. Pick one.
Okay.
Pick one or the other.
Mania.
Okay.
Obviously, duh.
All right.
If you're going to do one, if you're only going to do it once, then fine. But, I mean, it's not like you couldn't do it. It's not like you couldn't do some sort of finish which leads to something else at Mania where the crowd is going insane. I don't know.
I would fine with that if they hadn't had 950,000 matches. And it's like, well, let's do a normal match, and we'll do a disputed finish, and then we'll do a stip match at WrestleMania. I've seen that before. You could do it. What, ladder war? Do we have to kill these guys again?
Well, if they're going to wrestle, I mean, well, how many more twists do you want to put on it? They've done 8,950,000 things. If they up the bar, then I'm scared one of them's going to kill themselves. So don't do that. But, you know.
This person here
says,
if you
are, make it at WrestleMania.
I went to Raw last night, this fella says, for the first time in years. It was light years better than it used to be. Used to wait an eternity to see something in the ring, and usually stars would stand there for 10 minutes in the dark while a bunch of backstage segments would go on and constant ads would beat you over the head. Last night, I wasn't even sure about when commercials were going on most of the time. Well, they still do a little bit of that weird entrance, commercial, backstage, but not all the time. I had a big argument with somebody about that. They were like, yeah, they do it. Watch the show. And I was like, dude, I went to a Raw and they didn't do it. So maybe some weeks they do it and some weeks they don't. Maybe sometimes they do it more than other times. This guy said they didn't do it last night. He was there. Who am I to complain?
They don't seem to do it as often as they did. But, yeah, it happens occasionally where Rollins will come out and then we'll have, you know, three things happen before we're back to it again. So I think they just cut down on it some. And the fact that they've added things, I think, also takes the attention away from it.
This person here says, I'm realizing that Jimmy Uso was the heat and shine guy and Jay was the hot tag comeback guy. You can see in how they work that Jimmy is good at doing the stuff in the first half of the match, but not great at firing up, and Jay is not doing much in the first half of a match, and then has a crowd going nuts in the final few minutes. Well, that's for sure. We just never used to be able to tell them apart enough to realize which was doing which. Let me think about this now.
I wonder if
this played into how bad their match was at Mania last year.
Together, yeah.
Because that match sucked.
Well, one thing with Jay is, I mean, he's also gotten a lot looser. And, you know, he's got a real cartoonish over-the-top comeback, and that's how he works now. And he didn't always work that way. Things were a lot tighter with him. But now, I mean, it doesn't matter if he misses by a million feet or not. It doesn't, because people are going nuts for everything that he does. And, again, that's also just him being more over than Jimmy, too.
Says Jimmy Uso is the Marty Jannetty of the Usos.
No.
I don't know if I would say that. Because here's the thing. Well, I don't know. Sean became a much bigger star, but he also had way more going for him than Marty Jannetty did. And I think both of the Usos, like Jimmy's a good promo. He's a good worker. He just didn't yeet earlier enough. I think that's what we determine, right? Back in a moment with the Raw Report. We'll talk about something. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
As I should have known, the wildly intelligent people on Twitch successfully, in the poll, voted Bolton Oleg as the correct answer. Whereas on Twitter, everyone's all, they don't know what's going on. And the one I've heard, and even Dave tried this one, Ben here says, it's Oleg Bolton, since we call all wrestlers from Japan first name, last name, even though that isn't how they do it in Japan. That's what Dave said, okay? Well, you know, they say the name backwards. Tanahashi. Okay, listen. I have the lineup for the show yesterday from New Japan World. Okay? I have it right here. You looking at this? It says sixth, never open weight championship match. Bolton Oleg versus Konosuke Takeshita. It does not say Bolton Oleg versus Takeshita Konosuke. It doesn't. Do you see this? Of course it won't focus. But I'm telling you that's what it says. Never open weight championship match. Bolton Oleg versus Konosuke Takeshita. So no, that's not how they do it in Japan, brother.
Where do you come down?
What was that, Jared? He just put something on the screen. Hold on. He said something here. YouTube poll is at 51% for Bolton Oleg. Oh, the YouTube poll. I didn't realize they were that intelligent. Excellent. Now, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
It was something about Takeshita. And the way they listed the matches.
No, where do you come down on maternal family names in for Latin wrestlers? You think that should be added since they traditionally do that in Mexico anyway? You should have the whole name, the full name, as you would find it. Look up Andrade's name. It's a long name when you actually break it
is,
all out.
But that's a different story for a different day.
Mm.
But I'm glad that most of us are on the right side of history here.
Because there's a lot to talk about today.
There is. And also, his name is Kazuchika Okada.
Kazuchika Okada?
No. What happens is white Americans say that because they think that they're, like, doing it right. But then when Okada does his own interviews, every time.
What, there's a half a Mexican spin here from you?
He calls him Kazuchika Okada. I am Kazuchika Okada, he says, every time.
Yes.
Every time.
He's never been a gimmick at all, you know, or played things up to the press with his English or anything like that, has he?
Every time. Mm. Now, let's talk about Raw. All right.
It was 2.5 hours.
Brandon here says this is why WWE started dropping last names. What, because people couldn't figure out what order they went in? So Raw opened with Jey Uso coming out again, and he's yeeting, and he gets attacked by Gunther, who kills this dude. But then Jay fights back, hits him with a dive. There's a wild schmoz, as we say in the biz. And then Jay grabs the mic and says, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but you and me at WrestleMania. So we have a match. An official match for WrestleMania. Now, granted, WrestleMania is 2 months away. So we'll see what happens. There is a circuitous route plan for Mania. I don't know who it involves, but there is one this year. And so we'll see.
Well, and there's a really good shot that Even if there's no crazy route that they take to get to that match, it's not going to be the main event, and it is not the biggest title match on the show. That is going to be Cody and whatever happens on that side of things. So by doing this and getting it out of the way, any drama out of the way, to me, that's a good thing.
Remember when Stephanie Vacher got called up and they were like, it's Stephanie Vacher. That's how she pronounces it, Vacher. They got mad at us because that's how she pronounced it. Well, with Okada, he pronounces it a certain way, but you got to get, it's heat if you say it the wrong way. Rhea did a promo. Io walked up. She wants her match. And Rhea later said, I don't have to do this, but I want to. You get a championship match the night after Elimination Chamber. So that'll be the match. We got Liv Morgan and Raquel versus Io and Dakota. This was Dakota's return from concussion. And she immediately busted up Liv. Actually, it was later in the match.
Wait a second. She didn't bust up Liv.
It was an accident. This was a classic example of a total accident. And what happened was Raquel went to basically airplane spin Dakota and everybody. And, like, Dakota put her arms up. Who was being spun? Liv? Or no, it was who got spun?
Raquel was spinning Liv.
Raquel was spinning Liv. And Dakota put her hands up to block, but her elbow rammed into Liv's face, and Liv got, I mean, she got a big freaking cut right there, bleeding everywhere, and she ended up getting pinned by Io.
Hard way, brother.
It was hard way, dude.
Duggan got 108 stitches in his eye, worked that night.
Then we had Lyra and Bailey in a chamber qualifier, and this was a babyface match. They worked as a babyface match, meaning there was no heat. There really wasn't a comeback. It was just your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. And in the beginning, like, the people were into it because they liked both of them dueling chants. But, like, you could only do your turn, my turn for so long before people get bored. And they were bored at the end. And then Bailey pinned her. Okay? So for those of you keeping track of the Women's Intercontinental Championship, Lyra won it the second week of January. She was not seen again until the Royal Rumble, where she was eliminated. And she had her first singles match since winning the Intercontinental title a month later, where she was pinned.
It's a bad thing when you got titles and not feuds and people.
Is she Commander?
Well, I mean, no, because she's not getting beat and looking like a bum. You know, when she's on a big stage, they gave her the belt. But this is why you have screwy finishes, is because somebody that's feuding with Lyra can come out and cause some havoc in this babyface versus babyface match. And you have a reason that this new champion, who has not defended her belt, lost to Bailey. So that's why, again, you just, that was the mistake there to me in having a match like that.
Commander Valkyria. Ludwig did a promo. They're doing something with him and Pete Dunne. Ivy walked up and challenged Lyra, said this should be easy. She's right. AJ Styles came out for a promo. He's gigantic. And he's interrupted by Dom and Carlito. And they go back and forth. Incredible heat for Dom. And next week, it is AJ Styles versus Dom. They had a brawl afterwards.
And yeah. You know what? AJ Styles and Finn Balor as a team, I don't know if they'll go in that direction after Finn gets away from Dom, but those two guys together could help bolster that division and could be a... Imagine them against the Motor City Machine Guns. I'd like to see it.
By the way, they did a segment later where we had a stare down between AJ and Bron Breakker. I had not thought of that match for WrestleMania, but that sounds awesome.
Not bad.
We had a Seth interview where Finn Balor showed up. They're facing off against each other next week in a chamber qualifier. And this Finn, I don't know where they're going with Finn. He's just an epic failure, up and down. Wonder if Judgment Day will turn on him and he'll go babyface.
He's got to. To me, that makes a lot of sense to do because, again, Dominic doesn't... Him being associated with Liv and Raquel and having JD and Carlito, that to me is great. That's perfect for him, but Finn Balor doesn't need to be in that group, and if he's going to stay relevant, you know, to me, you got to give him a fresh coat of paint, and sticking him and AJ together, to me, makes sense.
We had the War Raiders versus Alpha Academy for the tag team titles. Good match. This is awesome chance. Hideous finish. The War Raiders went for the War Machine. And Julius hit them with a... they didn't even hit the move, and then, he broke it up. He hit them as they were going for the move. And he got himself DQ'd in a match where he was fighting for the tag titles.
Yeah.
That would be fine if they were the champions, but, they were in line. They could have won the titles, but they got themselves DQ'd. Idiots!
That's what happens when Chad Gable's not there.
By the way, the story with Chad Gable, he is not going to AAA, but
he's tending to that leg everybody fell on.
No. How can I say this? He's not... I'll put it this way.
Is he having problems with his pole too, Brian?
I'll put it this way. He's not going to AAA, but there is a reason that story came out.
Oh, my God. He's going to IWRG.
And I shouldn't say they do. Maybe they do. They did.
Trauma.
They did have a plan involving, a luchador mentoring Chad Gable.
Negro Navarro.
It could have been. But the fact is, it may or may not still be happening. I hope it is.
I know. I want it to be, but I got to be honest. That Dark Arts thing sets it up for Malakai. And to be honest with you, Malakai and Penta as a feud on paper, if everybody's motivated and everything, actually doesn't sound too bad.
Then we add Dakota and Io and the Rhea segment there. We had CM Punk coming out for a promo. And this guy, he did a promo talking about winning the chamber. And he's just talking about how he's going to run through everybody in the chamber. And then his final line is, and I quote, "I've never been more confident in my entire life." And I was like, oh, man. I don't think you're winning that chamber, brother. I wonder what the story is going to be. Him and Seth and Roman? Is he going to lose, and then he has to find another way to get into that main event somehow?
Why don't you just stick Drew in there, too, so all four of them can kill each other in some sort of gimmick match where literally one of them has got to survive all of the other ones? There should actually be a social media component with Drew McIntyre. I would favor him in that part of the deal.
So then out comes Logan Paul, and they bring up that Logan eliminated Punk. So my guess is, Punk is just going to, pin Logan Paul in the chamber. But,
hey, can I get Logan and Bron Breakker before Logan disappears again?
Hey, we'll get it at some point, I'm sure. Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio in a chamber qualifier. They had a very good match. It was a little rough going at the beginning because this was not one of those, hey, Logan and Ray are going to go to, the performance center and practice a match for 6 weeks and then do. No, this was clearly they came up with this match in the back and Ray is furiously screaming spots. But you know what? It was still good. And at the end, Logan hit a new move, which is a back suplex into a DDT, and he pinned him. The reaction from the crowd when he pinned Rey Mysterio made all of this worth it. They screamed in horror. You could hear women, high-pitched screams of horror when Logan Paul pinned this guy. So he is in the chamber. And then they did an angle, a cliffhanger. Rey was jumped by the New Day, and they went off the air. Even though they don't need to, this was on purpose because they want you to tune in or go to social media or whatever. So Ray gets jumped. Penta ran down to make the save. He briefly makes a save, but then he gets beaten down as well. And then the New Day smashed Ray's leg into the ring post with a steel chair. So I thought it was a good show. It's got its strengths and weaknesses, as all shows. But it's paced so much better than SmackDown.
Yes.
God, this 3-hour SmackDown is brutal.
I can't wait till Dominic takes Ray's mask, and then you can finally do a mask versus hair match that'll matter with some heat. Do Penta, do Dragon Lee, but I'd like to see Penta and Dominic one day. If you do that scenario, because Ray ain't going to last forever, and who should take his mask? At least this incarnation of it? It should be Dominic, and then build up to that hair match, because Dominic's as Eddie as you can get right now for this generation.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, God. Lenny has iced this cake today.
He's mad that Penta was on Main Event. How come nobody complains about that, but they complain about Tony debuting on... Well, she made her return in the ring on Rampage. She made her return in the ring. Penta did not debut on Main Event. He debuted on Raw in a push segment. Nobody ever said Tony couldn't wrestle on Rampage. Nobody ever said any top star couldn't wrestle on Rampage. But to be gone for 4 months and your giant big return after all that time in the ring is on Rampage? Yeah. That's
against
different.
Saturday night's the Main Event.
That's different, you see. Do you see how that's different? Does everyone else see how that's different?
I see how that's different, especially because...
Yes,
because
it is different.
Look who they put Penta in there with, you know, and he's going to a match with now Pete Dunne, it looks like, but... You know, it's going to take him a little time to get used to some things about WWE, you know, and how they do things, and some of his opponents who he's never worked with before. So a little extra time on Main Event is not a bad thing. If he remains there for 8 months and you never see him again on either Raw or SmackDown, then maybe there's a case to be made. I don't think it's now.
Yes, he's working with Rey Mysterio versus The New Day on Raw, on the main roster. It was the main angle to end the show. I think Penta's doing all right.
You know who wrestled on main event there or whatever it's called? R-Truth and Ludwig Kaiser. And you know why? Is because they
Ludwig. Oh, God.
Yeah, no. It's almost as if because they don't have a main thing going on right now, they just want to get them some work while all this other stuff is taking place. You know, it doesn't really offer a referendum on their futures or not.
Hey, we're going to wrap it up. But tonight on the Brian Vinny Show, it is Mid-South Wrestling. The best show I watch.
Which is never mid.
No.
Ever.
It's Max South Wrestling. We're going to wrap it up. Back tomorrow with more, as well as After Dark Radio tomorrow. Talking missing people.